Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday. It's October 7th, 2014. For those of you that were tuned in yesterday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, you heard two very good friends of mine in the studio, and they're back for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and I'm so pleased. And I know yesterday I probably embarrassed you both by highlighting what a wonderful marriage and how God has used you in my life, from a trip to Israel to being participants in my wedding, to serving as pastor and friend at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, to spending some time with Holly and I. I think we've gotten to celebrate Pastor Appreciation Month for the last 2 years. We all seem to love the Texas Roadhouse, that's a great place to meet up. And yesterday, if you missed the broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, and I invite you to tune in as I had both Pastor Herb and Cheryl share some of their testimony and faith journey. But we didn't really get into the love story. And I know some months back, I guess maybe 8 or 10 months back, you had attended a marriage conference, and I wanted to get you both in just because you have modeled for me a godly marriage, an honoring marriage, how God brought two people that are different together, and yet how you complement each other. And I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, it was seeing you in the Texas Roadhouse where I just came over and said, I so appreciate you two. And then, I don't know, 6 months later or a year later, when I called you up about Holly, and then you have helped officiate in the marriage. So you've had a special role in my life on a number of fronts. But for our listener that missed yesterday's broadcast, please go to our archive programs link, greatnewsradio.org, and look for Pastor Herb and Cheryl Coates' name, and you'll hear some of their faith journey and their involvement in my life. But you have something going on this Sunday, and I want to share this on the front end of the broadcast, just because we kind of fitted in the last 30 seconds or so yesterday, but the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church has been around a long time, in fact, 125 years. Right. And the past so many Sundays, you've been given some history for the congregation to kind of put it into context. Tell us a little about Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church these past 125 years, and then we got to save some time for this romance story where it's a very unique one on how you were persistent in following after Cheryl. You wouldn't just let her get away with, I'm going out with somebody else tonight. You said a few things to bring you to her mind when she was going to date this other guy. But talk about the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church first.
Well, sure. Be glad to. I guess I just say that I feel like I'm just standing on the shoulder of giants. We've had such a wonderful history in the life of our church. 125 years ago, over in Urbana on Race and Main Street, they started off with what was called a Pentecost band, which was basically young men and young women, just five or six of them, that started passing out pamphlets that would talk about Jesus, and they just would get a crowd together, and that's really how the church started, and it has had a lot of pastors down through the years. Early days of the Free Methodist Church, it was required to move every couple of years, and that comes from the Methodist history that we have with John Wesley, where he said, the world is my parish rather than my parish is my world. So just this focus on always how can we reach more people for Jesus. And so that was all a part of our history. Well, we've had great pastors. We've got a great body of believers there at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. Wonderful blend of people who've been in the community for a number of years, as well as internationals. It seems like God's led us in this movement to reach out to internationals in the last 4 or 5 years, and we're having a chance to help people with their English and also being able to lead a number of people to Jesus. And so we're just celebrating what God has done. It's not really about us. It's about what God has done. And so we want to give him the praise, and we think the best days are ahead of us yet.
And it was just a couple of years ago where you had that big building campaign and the new addition. And so
just 1 year,
it could accommodate a lot of great news radio listeners to come out. So what's the lineup for this Sunday? What are the times and what's going to happen?
During what is normally our Sunday school time, from about 9:30 till about 10:15, we're going to not have the Sunday school classes meet, but everybody's going to come together in the sanctuary, and we're going to have a celebration of the music down through the decades. And just think it's going to be a lot of fun. I've talked to our worship director. She's worked real hard, got some wonderful music lined up, and so there'll be a lot of participation, congregation singing, also special music, and it's just kind of fun to see. You know, it wasn't until in the 1940s that we ever had instruments in our churches, in the Free Methodist churches. So, you know, things have really changed a lot, evolved a lot over the years, and so that's going to be a fun service.
So that'll be about 9:30, and it's kind of like a hymn sing.
That's right. Okay. That's right. And then from about 10:15 to 10:30, we're going to have a break. We're actually going to go out and bury a time capsule, so that will be fun. And then we come back for the main service at 10:30, Bishop Kendall. Our area bishop is going to be speaking. Our superintendent is going to be here. We're going to have former pastors back. It's going to be, in many ways, kind of like a homecoming for a lot of people who have been touched by the church, part of the church down through the years, and moved away and coming back. And so it'll be a great chance to connect with a lot of people. And we'll have a reception, a cake and punch, and just some other simple goodies, a little reception right afterwards. So we just are looking forward to celebrating God's goodness.
Now, the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church is just about a half a mile or a couple blocks south of Kirby Avenue on Mattis Avenue. What's the address?
It's 1913 South Mattis Avenue.
1913 South Mattis Avenue. And is there a phone number to call for more information, or somebody needs directions, or maybe they have special needs?
Sure. It's area code 217-355-5947. That's 217-355-5947.
217-355-5947. I wrote it down. I plan to be there. And right. I know I shared this yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, but I've been a part of an Alpha group, which Holly and I have been facilitating and leading with some other helpers. But it's been all Chinese. And so it's been interesting. It's one of these things where all credit will totally go to God, because I sit there and I listen to 95% of the conversation in Chinese. So I'm thinking, Lord, I don't know what role I really have other than I smile and I laugh when they laugh. And, right. You know, once in a while they might ask, you know, something, or, you know, Holly will translate something I say, or, and some of them speak some English. But you've had a English speaking course there, I think, for a few years.
Yes.
English classes, I think, before the services at like 9 in the morning. Is that one of the Sunday school classes, kind of?
We actually offer our English conversation groups about six different classes. We have two of those that meet during Sunday school hour, and two of them that meet Wednesday evening from 7 to 8. And then we have one that meets on
Tuesday night,
and one
Thursday
that
morning.
Thursday morning. Right.
Mm-hmm. So. And the Alpha course that I've been a part of, in fact, when Holly and I were dating last year, I think we were able to be a part of 6 of the 8 because of traveling schedules, and we're helping facilitate it. But I made some radio spots because I think the topics are so great, and the presenter, Nikki Gumbel, I mean, he's from Britain, so he has that accent, and he's just a wonderful speaker, teacher. But the topics have included, and I'm sharing these because there might be some Great News Radio listeners that say, you know, I've been searching. I need to know more about the Christian faith. And this is kind of an introduction. So the topics so far have been, is there more to life than this? Who is Jesus? That was last week, and that was just a phenomenal session on who is Jesus. Is he, in fact, the Lord? Mm-hmm. Or is he a lunatic? Or is he a liar? Mm-hmm. And so they kind of flush that out and talk about why he believes Jesus Christ is the Lord, and cites how he was an atheist. So it's a real good study. Next week it'll be, and we're meeting on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. It includes a meal, some fellowship time, and then we break into the two groups, and we have the video presentation, and then there's a very non-threatening, open discussion. And in light of what you just saw, do you have any questions? And so it's been delightful seeing so many of these international students in the past two times I've been involved come to know Christ, then get baptized there, and now are walking faithfully or even serving this time around in this Alpha course. But this next week it'll be, how can I be sure of my faith? Why and how do I pray? Why and how should I read the Bible? How does God guide us? And what about the Holy Spirit? So if you're new to the Christian faith, maybe you're a seeker today, you've come across one of our four frequencies, and you're like, what's all this discussion about God and Jesus? I've never heard a radio station like this. Well, that's what we proclaim 24 hours a day, the good news message of Jesus. And we'd love for you to attend the Alpha course at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church, or meet up with any Bible-believing church and talk to the pastor and ask them about this relationship I can have with Jesus, because he created you. He designed you. He has a plan and purpose for your life. And if that's all new information for you, boy, I know a pastor would love to share how you can experience God's love. So if you don't know a church to attend or to call, just call the station and we'll get you set up. We'll introduce you to a good pastor in the area that would love to talk about a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So, okay, so this Sunday, the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church is going to be holding the 125th anniversary. So there's been a lot of love there.
Oh, my.
But there's also been a lot of love between you two. How's that for a transition? So, Cheryl, we'll give you the floor. I appreciated your testimony yesterday growing up with godly parents, with people modeling Christ, knowing Jesus at a very, very early age, and really seeing how he's kept you close to him throughout these years. But he brought Herb into your life at the time when you were open to where the Lord would lead you. How did that love story materialize?
Well, it actually materialized pretty quickly. I met Herb my freshman year. It was his sophomore year. It was really just within those first few weeks. And he literally slid into my life.
I was sliding down a railing going along the steps outside of the dining hall.
So this was literally.
I was sliding down there, and she's walking with a friend.
I was walking with a friend, and she says, there's Herb Coates, and he's a sophomore here. He's a ministerial student. And I said, hello, Herb Coates. And he said, hello. And that was our first meeting. But actually, our first real time together was really not planned. I was studying in the library, and Herb came walking in, and I was kind of coming to the end of my studies, and he said, hey, can I sit down with you? And I said, sure. So he sat down at the table, and we started to talk, and we talked, I think, for a couple hours there at the library until it closed. But we weren't done talking, so we went somewhere else, and we talked for probably a couple more hours.
I think so.
Because I do remember this. I remember when I went back to my dorm that night, I laid down in bed, and I said, oh, Lord, what have I done? I poured out my heart to somebody, to a stranger, even though I didn't feel like Herb was a stranger because, you know, you talk for 4 hours straight, you know, just getting to know one another. You feel like you're, you know, getting to know each other pretty quickly. And I just thought, but I kind of panicked. And then the next morning I got up and I was headed down to breakfast to the dining hall and Herb was waiting for me. And it was just like the Lord told me, you know, you met a friend. And it was like that from the very start. We began to communicate really our life stories to each other and our dreams and our hopes and our... And then, you know, then I began to kind of wonder, well, who is this guy? And when I began to kind of do some of my own little research, I found out that this was a guy that was really known at the school for his faith. And I knew that more than anything in the world for me, the guy that I was going to date or end up with someday, Christ had to be number one. I did not want to be number one. I wanted to be number two.
You know, that's what I think that has marked our marriage throughout the years. And it's something that Cheryl and I both saw in our parents. In fact, I was talking to my dad not too long ago. Today would be my mother's birthday. But she went to be with the Lord a couple years ago after a battle with Parkinson's. But I was talking with my father. He doesn't know a stranger. He was outside of a Cracker Barrel and chatting up with somebody he'd never met before. And the guy said, now, are you married? And my dad said, well, I was married for 61 years and 38 days, and my wife left me for another lover. And the man said, oh, I'm sorry. And my dad said, no, his name's Jesus. and I love him too. And you know, we saw that. I saw that with my mom and dad. They both loved Jesus. And Cheryl's folks, I can tell you, they both still do. They're deeply in love with Jesus. And so I think the thing that attracted me most to Cheryl was that Jesus was first place in her life. You could just see that. And she tells me that's what drew her to me as well.
I don't know if you use this with Holly and I, but I know pastors oftentimes will refer to like that triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
You know, you're on the one corner, and people can imagine over the radio the triangle, and so it's laying flat and
gotcha.
The sides are going up to the
mm-hmm.
top. And if I'm at one point in the corner and Holly's in the other one, or Herb's mm-hmm. in one corner and Cheryl, you're in the other, if God's the primary, first and foremost,
the peak.
Peak person mm-hmm. that you would pursue, as you both pursue him, it will always draw you both to each other. As
right.
you,
closer you get to God, the closer you get
yeah.
to each other.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. That's so that's
exactly
been
right.
very true.
Yeah.
Now, for you, Herb, was it love at first sight? Because I know you were very interested in pursuing her.
Oh, I was. And one of the wonderful things about Greenville College that they did back then is they had what was called a preview. So they have little pictures of the students in it, you know, and who was coming in the new class. So here I am a sophomore, and I get this preview knowing who the freshmen are that are coming in. Mm. Well, I checked, and Cheryl's brother, Kurt, was in my class. He was a sophomore. And I knew that Cheryl was the daughter of a Free Methodist pastor, and she had a real cute picture in the preview.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I think I need to explore this anyway. You know, so I did, and it was great. And like Cheryl said, it just started off just talking and getting to know each other. Soon we were, you know, praying with each other and just sharing really very, very personal stories out of our lives and really witnessing in each other a desire to live for Jesus. And then, you know, she put up with my teasing. Our relationship developed really quite quickly. We'd been dating for just like yours did, Mark, you know,
mm-hmm.
but our relationship developed so quickly. We'd been dating about a month, and Cheryl just looked at me one evening, and she just said, have you ever wondered what it would be like if maybe someday we would, you know? And I said, what? She said, well, you know. And I said, what? She says, well, you know, maybe if... I said, what? She said...
All the time, knowing really what she was going to say, yes.
You know, I said, spell it out. She says, well, have you ever thought about if we'd get married? I said, married? We've only been dating a month. And she just goes, You know? And I said, yeah, I've been thinking about it since day one, sweetheart.
Yeah.
So our relationship really did, it went forward. Full speed ahead. There was a time, I think I talked to you about this, Mark, when we wondered if maybe we couldn't see the forest for the trees and we needed to step away from our relationship with each other for a little bit, just to give each other some space, because we were seeing each other quite a bit during the day. And so we decided...
And which is wise, too. I'm just thinking some people that are younger and they're infatuated, mm-hmm. they're in the love and
right.
hormones and all these things, and they're thinking, oh, he's the one. But you really, as you were both praying, you said, Lord, you know, we're willing to step aside, though we're very much in love, though we feel you're leading us.
Right.
You did kind of want to reexamine and make sure that this was of God, right?
We did. In fact, we even kind of gave each other permission. We said, look... Maybe we should try to go out on a date with somebody else, you know? And so...
We made everybody else mad at us.
Everybody was mad at us because they knew we were just made for each other.
Yeah.
But we just really wanted to test it. But I have to be honest and tell you that I was a little bit disingenuous at the time.
Yeah.
Because, yes, I was wanting to test this, but before Cheryl would go out on her date, I would call her up and say, don't forget, I love you.
Yeah. So when you're out with that guy, just remember, I love you.
I said, Herb, that's not fair.
Yeah. That was very good. I think that's classic. And humor and the joy of the Lord has been an ongoing part of your relationship. And even your preaching. I appreciate your preaching on Sunday, Herb, when you'll share from the heart with sincerity, but with a lot of study, with a passion for God's Word. And yet, many times, a personal illustration or a funny example or a story, because you have a good sense of humor. And I hope that you'll continue to allow that to flourish and bless us, because some levity, what's that proverb, you know, there needs to be some levity and humor, and I think you do a great job at that. And tell us again what's happening this Sunday, because maybe somebody just tuned in and they missed the beginning of this broadcast. It is archived at greatnewsradio.org, but the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church is holding 125th anniversary this Sunday.
That's right, and we just welcome anyone to be able to join us as we celebrate what God has done for us and is doing doing these days and what we anticipate him doing in the days ahead.
And there's kind of a sing-along, hymn sing, if you will, at 9:30.
Mm-hmm, 9:30, and the worship service is at 10:30, and we're going to have reception and all this. And, well, we hope people will feel free to come and join us, and they'll just be very welcome.
And that's the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church on Mattis Avenue, and the address is
1913 South Mattis Avenue.
And that's just a few blocks south of Kirby Avenue and the west end of Champaign, if you will. So that's this Sunday, 125th anniversary. With me in the studio is Pastor Herb and Cheryl Coates. She serves as the First Lady. Mm-hmm. She's been the office manager, office secretary, putting on many different caps, helping and assisting Herb in his ministry work there. They've served together for 8.5 years at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. Herb has been serving the Lord for 36 years in various pastorates throughout Illinois and Indiana, and we're blessed to have them here in our community. So, well, thank you so much for sharing some of your love story, your testimony yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, and maybe our closing minute or two, give our listeners one or two helpful marital tips for this day.
Mm. Oh, keep Jesus first.
Jesus first.
Keep your accounts with each other short.
Yes.
The scripture says, don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell people I'd rather argue with Cheryl than get along with anybody else. You know, just resolve things quickly, ask for forgiveness, extend a lot of grace,
mm-hmm.
Put the other person's needs ahead of your own. God will bless that.
Mm-hmm. And Cheryl, maybe the closing word?
Just to tell each other that we love each other. Mm. Yeah, every day, all the time. Yeah. I think what I would add to what Herb said, and he basically said what I would say as well, but I'm thinking particularly about the area of forgiveness. Mm. It's not just forgiving someone for what they have done, but it's also allowing them to be human.
Mm.
And just recognizing that we all have feet of clay, and to understand that person's heart.
Mm-hmm.
I think getting to know that person's heart and to be able to say, in my heart, maybe they didn't mean to say it that way.
Yeah.
Or maybe they didn't mean to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know them well enough to know that some grace can be offered here.
Oh, well, thank you, too, for being available for the Monday and Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And look forward to celebrating with you this Sunday, the 125th anniversary of the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. And so there'll be special music at 9:30, followed by some fellowship time, and then followed by a special service at 10:30, and then a reception with cake and punch shortly after that. So thank you for tuning in. Great News Radio listener, thank you for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.